Greetings in Jesus' name on this 19th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 30s outside this morning with, it's close to being frost on the pumpkins. And we are enjoying the wonderful weather that the Lord has blessed us with. Well, I'm back to the radio, Mike. I've been all over the country preaching. I've been in Illinois preaching for 5 days, and their faith promise went from $100,000 a year up to around $140,000+ a year. I flew home yesterday and got into town at 1:30. I worked for a couple hours on our property and then got in our airplane and flew all the way down to Rhode Island to preach the Word of God last night. And then I stayed there and I flew into a little bitty airport. I mean, it was only like 2,000 feet long, 2,100 feet long, and I didn't want to come out of there in the dark. I asked the guy who owned the airport, "How do I get out of here in the dark?" He said, "Fly between the trees." And I said, "No, not for me. I'm not flying between the trees in the dark." So I stayed and then I come home early this morning and making the broadcast now and excited to be back at the radio mic. I'm thrilled about what God did. Last night, a wonderful meeting, and we give God maximum glory for the what He's continuing to do in our hearts and our lives and for New England and for what God is doing in church planting. If you're burdened about it, I wish you would call me and let me know. Come and be a part of what God's doing here. Many of you will be able to come and train for a piloting. This winter, I'm going to get my pilot certificate, and that is my teaching certificate, and we're going to welcome people to come and stay with us and be part of the ministry of witnessing and church planting and soul winning and getting your license to be able to use them for the glory of God. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11 and verse number 33, where the Bible says, "Who through faith subdued kingdoms." This is what people did that were people of faith. They subdued kingdoms. I again preached on this passage of Scripture last night, which is really one of my favorite chapters in all of the Bible, the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11, where it tells the great story of ordinary men and women accomplishing extraordinary things because they were filled with the power of God. They just simply chose to believe God. And when they believed God, God used them in a supernatural way. I want to say this morning as I'm making this broadcast, my hand is up in the air. I want to be counted among those that believe God. I want to be counted among those that God can use. And again this morning, as has been my habit for many, many years, before my feet hit the ground, both arms go up in the air, and I simply say, afresh and anew, I give myself to you. It's called fresh surrender, new surrender, where we simply say to the Lord, every day, my life is yours. Whatever you would like for me to do today, I am available. Lord, use me for your glory and your honor. Oh my, these are thrilling times to think that God would put His hand upon any of us and use us. But the text says, who through faith subdued kingdoms. Now, if kingdoms can be subdued through faith, surely, pastors, we can lead our church through faith. If a kingdom can be subdued, surely we can lead our Sunday school program, or we can lead our outreach program. Surely we can lead the congregation that God has given us. If kingdoms can be subdued through faith, surely we can make it through those tumultuous times in our family where our families are struggling. Surely we can do this. Why? Why can we do it? Because the Bible says, who through faith subdued kingdoms. We must be encouraged today and uplifted. Our hearts must be warmed as we begin to think about what our great God can accomplish in our lives. May we be encouraged today. May we be uplifted today to simply, through faith, see kingdoms subdued, to see things that we've been reaching for and intending to do. May we accomplish those things through faith. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.